Hello and welcome to the Proximo Daily. This is your host, Maura Murphy, reporting to you from New York. Today's Thursday, November 14th. Starting off in the U.S. in Texas, the Orsted Board of Directors has made its final investment decision for the Permian Energy Center, and construction has now started on the company's first solar plus storage facility located in Andrews County, Texas. The project, with 240 megawatts of solar PV and 40 megawatts of battery storage, is scheduled to come online in mid-2021. Moving to Europe, in Wales, the Welsh Government Deputy Minister for Economy and Transport has announced a new £10 million fund to increase superfast broadband access for poorly served communities. The government's £22.5 million Phase 2 superfast Simeru contract with BT aims to add 26,000 premises by March of 2021. Moving east in Poland, Polish Road Authority GDDKIA has received six bids for a stretch of the S5 expressway from the Bodkazyz Blondie Junction to Zubin North. The project will complete work started by Italian construction company Impreza Pizzarotti before its contract was terminated. Moving on, PV developer Solaria Energia y Medio Ambiente has signed a 16-year financing agreement with Banco Sabadell for 59.45 million euro. The project finance covers four solar plants with a combined capacity of 108.5 megawatts and associated with power purchase agreements with Spanish energy company Repsol. Moving further east into India, the Hindustan Aeronautics Limited has issued a request for selection for setting up 2 megawatts of solar projects under the RESCO mode at its avionics division in Hyderabad. The generated power will be sold to Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for a period of 25 years, and the last date for submission of bids is December 9th. The project is part of a DEFINS program for 300 megawatts of grid-connected and off-grid solar capacity in the Jawaharlal Nehru National Solar Mission. And lastly for today is in Thailand. Gulf PD, a joint venture between Gulf Energy Development and Mitsui, is expected to sign a $1.5 billion dual currency facility for its 2.5 gigawatt gas-fired power project in Thailand next week. The scheme is sister project to the 2.5 gigawatt Gulf SRC plant Ichhanburi, both having been awarded in mid-2013 in the 5-gigawatt third-round auction for IPP licenses by the Thai Energy Ministry, and both benefiting from a 25-year offtake agreement with EGAT. And that's all for today. If you'd like to hear more about these stories, then please do visit us at proximointer.com. Until tomorrow.